morning, everyone. Welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where you get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Claire, and I'm joined, as always, by Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. Good job. How you doing?
You got there in the end.
I always have to go through, like, just 10 seconds of, oh my god, what the fuck am I doing? Who am I? How do I say words when I have to remember the opening?
You know, the thing is, we could at any point decide to write it down.
None of us, no, we don't. We just don't.
It's fine. We're good at things.
Sure are. So, yeah. This is mission 3. I have new cider. This is green apple hard cider. It's, like, fine. It's not, like, particularly, like, it's not, like, I wouldn't probably buy it again, but if it were the only thing left in the store, I wouldn't be, like, disappointed.
Uh-huh. That's a very specific opinion.
I think that's, like, a pretty, I don't know, that's just, like, the middle ground of, like, this isn't bad, but it's not, like, sparking joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I'm still drinking this ginger cider that I just still have.
What? I don't remember this.
It's like, I don't know, I guess it's been in my fridge, so I'm just used to it. It's like ginger, like turmeric cider. I don't know, it pretty much just tastes normal. I think I got it at Trader Joe's.
I thought you were still on your blood orange cider. I'm a little disappointed.
No. I think I had like one of those left, but I think I already drank it like last week or something.
Disappointing.
Okay. So that's been the cider update.
Yeah. I had to go out and get cider, like, 30 minutes before we started recording, so.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's go to Adam Meyer Institute.
Yes, this mission is called The Good Doctor, I guess.
Yeah. So, last mission we ended, we got the carriage, and then we're going along, like, little carriage rail. It's, like, hard to describe, like, a little monorail, but, like, a very nice monorail.
Yeah, it's like a single monorail, so it's like, what if these were, like, useless for public transportation, because you can only go, like, one at a time, one up, like, it only goes one direction at a time.
Oh, that's so true, that's really funny.
I, like, think about that all the time, it's so inconvenient.
Okay, did you ever read, like, what was it, like, the Sideways School, or, like, the Wayward School?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that elevator that would only go down. That's kind of, like, what this is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyways, Adam Meyer Institute. It's, like, it looks as if you cross, like, a really fancy mansion and, like, a pretentious university building and a hospital all together.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just exactly what it looks like.
And it's, like, on its own random island, which is fine. It's good to be isolated.
Yeah, I mean, like, so... They talk about it a little bit, but, like, it's a solarium or, like an institute for, like, health, though I don't know how healthy it actually ever was. But so it's, like, I guess it's, like, oh, like, totally isolated, an island, getting sun. That's healthy!
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I wrote down these monologues 2 minutes before, so we're gonna read them. So, in the low chaos opening, while Corvo is speeding in his little monorail across the ocean to this island, he will say, the Adam Meyer Institute is my best chance of tracking down the Crown Killer. Alexander Hypatia turned an old solarium into a center for medicinal knowledge famous throughout the Isles. She's an alchemist, brilliant and dedicated to helping the miners in Karnaca and their families. If anyone knows what happened to Sokolov and where this all leads, she will. Yeah, you know, pretty generic. In high chaos, he'll, instead of saying, like, oh, yeah, this is a solarium, he'll say, this place used to be an isle for the idle rich, where they flocked for rejuvenation treatments. It was founded just after the plague hollowed out Dunwall a decade and a half ago. Alexandra Hypatia is chief alchemist, and whether Sokolov is still there or not, she's going to give me the answers I need.
Thanks, Corvo.
I know, it's like, you can just ask, Corp. Like, you can just ask.
Like, you know, she's nice. It's fine.
She's, like, possibly one of the only good people in all of the entire empire.
This is genuinely true. Which, like, is worrisome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I checked, and I think Emily's monologues were the same in Low and High Chaos, or the videos I was watching were just lying to me. But I couldn't check on my own High Chaos save because I didn't have a save in the right place. So we're just going to assume it's fine. So What she says is, the Ademeyer Institute of Infectious Disease, Alexandria Hypatia, chief alchemist. Once it was a solarium for recuperating aristocrats. Now it's a place of alchemical study. The crown killer is taking lives in my name and has to be stopped. It's my hope that Hypatia can explain. They say she's brilliant and altruistic, well respected across Cirkonos. And that's like it. It's like ends weirdly soon.
Yeah, they're like, this one was very short. I'm honestly like, this is slightly off topic, but I'm still in shock that these aren't on the wiki.
Hey, listen, Dishonored Wiki. I guess we could technically put them there, but we're not going to.
I guess we could. I've written them all down.
I guess that's how wikis work.
Ridiculous. I don't want to do that.
All right.
So yeah, so you take your little carriage. Even though this place looked very nice from the outside, it is in very bad shape.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, there's, like, guards patrolling everywhere, and, like, no just, like, patients or anything. It's mostly just guards.
Yeah, and this is the same thing I thought when we were doing, like, the first, like, mission, but it does look as if a bomb has gone off, which, as far as I'm aware, no bombs have gone off, so, like, I'm not really into this situational storytelling that's telling me, like, I don't know that we're at war or something. It's, like, there's, like, yeah. A lot of, like, rubble and, like, crumbling walls and doors, and I'm like, okay, like, I can understand, like, the debris, or, like, they're on an island, so I could understand, like, flooding, or, like, water, like, damage, anything like that, or, like, even all of the other weird stuff, because this is, like, kind of, like, it's an institution, but...
I don't know, maybe Karnaki infrastructure is just bad. I don't know.
So, yeah, so you can go in. Two guards in the very front are talking about how the Duke keeps an eye on Ademeyer, and they're like...
For some reason,
he keeps an eye on Ademeyer, and one of them is, like, absolutely positive. He's telling his friend, he's like, I saw someone last night, it wasn't moving like a human, like, something freaky is going on here. And the other one is like, I'm not gonna do anything about it, though.
Yeah, it's like, listen, we just need to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little guard room, there's a nice wanted poster that has Emily's face on it, which I assume for you would have Corvo's face on it.
Yes, it did. I wrote that down. I was like, you can see a wanted poster of Corvo.
And it's like a wanted poster for the Crown Killer. So they're just being like, yeah, you're the Crown Killer. It's fine.
Yeah, pretty much. I know. I wrote this down in terms of floors, because there's like 4.5 floors.
Oh, good. I didn't organize my notes at all, so this is going to be fun.
Well, I did, like, yeah, I have first floor, so the first floor is, like, a lobby and a dining hall, basically.
Yeah.
In the lobby, you can see a woman, like a minor, begging the guards to let her see Hypatia, and they're like, absolutely not, and they try to shove her through the wall of light.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, which, it did not work, because I saved her life. Fuck you guys. Yeah, so, and... Of course, she, like, promptly freaks out. I'm always really sad about this, because I would love if you could, like, if you saved these people, you could, like, talk to them about it.
Yeah, because, like, in the first mission, when you save the newspaper dude, you can talk to him. But everyone else, they're like, bye! Which I guess is fair.
They just, like, freak out and they leave. Which, I mean, I guess in the first one, you're not wearing your mask?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just, like... Like, I don't know. I think they just, like, were like, we can't do that for every time because it's a lot of work.
That's true, but, like, there's, like, 2 or 3 words really specifically that's, like, you can choose to save these people, and I just wish. We'll live. Yeah, and then in the dining hall, there's just, like, there's nothing, really. There's, like, a rune on the wall, which is kind of funny, but everyone's just eating.
Yeah, I forgot to go in there, so...
There's really nothing happening in there, and, like, for a solid, like, year, I didn't even realize the kitchens were back there.
it's
the whole thing is just empty except for dozens of guards.
Yeah, and, like there's a little guard room in the lobby area where there's, like, a note about how, like, they decided not to kill these lab dogs. They got, like, infested with blood flies. And then also just, like, a thing that's like, hey, when's the Duke gonna fix the blood fly problem here? Like, I know they need them for the medicine, but, like, this is not good. Which is fair, because blood flies are terrible.
They are terrible. But, like, yeah, the whole place is, like, you can see almost in every room, there's, like, either like blood fly infestations or like cages of blood flies, which I mention because not this time, but when I was playing, the last time I played Dishonored, I had a guard fall down the stairs trying to attack me, accidentally break open the blood fly cage, and promptly get attacked by blood flies.
Hoisted by his own blood flies.
And it was so fucking funny. I was like, so why don't put glass cages of deadly insects in your solarium?
Yeah, where, like, anyone can just knock it over really easily.
I know.
Slightly hazardous.
So also, hazardous.
Also, it's just, like, cool to know that this Adhemar solution, which, like, Adhemar solution is what you use to heal your, like, MP or, like, your, like, void power energy.
Yeah, it takes the place of, like, the Pierrot's remedy. It's blue instead of red, because red is for health.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's cool to know that there's, like, blood fly, like, something, like, blood fly venom or, like, blood fly something goes into making that, which I love to think about.
Yeah, and I also think it's really nice that's, like, the touch of having it be Adhemar's solution that Hypatia developed instead of, like, whatever Pierrot's, like, secondhand one is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, yeah, it's, and you could see occasionally, like, a few notes, like, about people, like, asking, like, hey, like, I know you've, have this salute, like, this, like you have this medication, but it's not solving the problem, it's just slowing symptoms, like, what else? And that was, like, really interesting for me to see.
Yeah, and it's, like, there's a note somewhere that, like, talks about people buying it on the black market. So it's, like, oh, yeah, I guess you can use this for things other than your magic void powers that, like, seven people in the world have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's also a painting of Duke Lukoabel done by Sokolov called The Duke's Propositional State.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Second of all, doesn't Sokolov fucking hate the Duke? Why did he paint a picture of him?
Well, probably for the money.
That's fair enough. There's also to the side of, like, the lobby, there is, like, a dead body that has been, like, completely, like, dismembered. And Corvo will say, like, oh, yeah, victim of the Crown Killer, no doubt.
Yeah, probably.
Did you have this body in Low Chaos? Because I always feel like the body is not there in Low Chaos, but I didn't play it this time, so I'm not sure.
I don't remember it, but I don't know if I just didn't see it or if it wasn't there.
There was, like, a safe and a letter being like, hey, dear heart, I keep thinking of what you told me. I know the Duke is despicable, but I'm worried if you, like, resign from the Grand Guard, you'll be in danger and the Crown Killer will come after you. That note, does that sound familiar?
No. So maybe I just didn't go to this room.
Yeah, okay, well, like, that's basically the note, is, like, the gist of it. It's like, okay, I know you saw something freaky out there
but, like,
at the Adhemar Institute. But also, I'm worried that if we do say anything, that freaky thing will come after us. So, like, just come home and we'll talk about it.
And that clearly went well.
Yeah, clearly that didn't happen. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, it's rough. Everything's rough out here.
Yeah. And then if you continue, like, past the Wall of Light, there's to the right, like, a testing room full of infected wolfhounds and a guard who's like, I don't know, just decides it's a good idea to taunt, like, infected wolfhounds.
Yeah, like, a tapping on the glass and shit. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah, he's sitting there, like, making faces, like, are you dead yet? I'm like, obviously this dog is not dead. Like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Absolute jerk. Ugh. Yeah. And then, so then I have up on the second floor where there's really not actually that much.
Yeah, there's just, like, guards wandering around.
There's, like, wandering around, and there's also part of, like, the mission mystery is there's two guards standing outside a testing room talking about the man inside.
Oh, yeah, who's
Joe Hamilton. Janitor. Yes, Joe Hamilton, the janitor. And they're like, can you understand what this dude is even yelling at us? And they're like, well, I don't know. He keeps saying he was attacked by a monster.
Probably nothing.
And then, like, the captain is like, fine, keep it to yourself. I'll see if I can make him see reason. And this has never happened to me before, because usually I'm, like, much quicker about it. But she just goes in there and shoots him.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that could happen.
I had no idea. She just, like, walked into the room and shoots him point blank. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because I always just either kill or knock out the guards before I even really hear them talk.
I know, I do too, because, like, they're right there, and I'm like, it's very convenient to do this. They just shoot him!
Well, that's fucked up.
it was super fucked up, so I reloaded and I went back to see him. Because usually you can go talk to him.
Yeah, and he like isn't that helpful when you talk to him, but he does talk to you.
Yeah, basically, like, if you talk to him and Corvo's like, why the fuck are you locked up? And Hamilton's like, I'm not seeing things. I'm like, I did not say you were. I think something suspect is going on here, actually.
Yeah, he's like, I saw a hooded figure with hate in their eyes, and, like, that's it.
Yeah, he pretty much just mutters to himself, but if you listen to him long enough, he'll say, like, that the guards took his, like, room key, and he wants to go look at his notes in his room key. Which is, like, a helpful tip for you to just go up and look at his room.
Yeah, because there's a box right next to him that has, like, his gun and, like, his key and stuff, which, it's cool that they just left him there with the gun.
I know.
I guess he's tied up, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah. His room is, like, on the very top floor. There's not a ton in there, except for, like, if you go up there, you, like, and you're not cautious about it, you'll get shot because he's put up a bunch of traps.
Yeah, there's, like, a tripwire right in front of his door.
Yeah. I always forget about.
But, yeah, it's, like, he has a diary in there where he's, like, talking about all this, like, spooky shit he's seen and how he doesn't trust Dr. Vasco because he saw him, like, getting blood out of a, like, a dead body that was infected with blood flies, which is a little suspicious.
Yeah, and Dr. Vasco is Hypatia's assistant. So, basically, Joe Hamilton believes that Vasco is, like, suspicious and doing creepy things.
Put that on your clue board.
Yeah, put that on your clue board. I was actually, because I have done this game so many times, I just went through it room by room instead of, like, following the mission notes. I tried to decide how to, like, organize this around, like, Joe Hamilton. Because, like, and on other floors, you can find notes about, like, hey, no one talked to Hamilton.
Yeah, a lot of stuff tried to make you think that he's suspicious.
Yeah. So, like, your clue board basically goes from, like, yeah, Hamilton to Dr. Vasco. And they're like, Hamilton's journal basically says, like, Dr. Vasco hasn't even left the recuperation wing in, like, weeks.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's interesting. I'll go fuck around the recuperation wing. But you can't because it's locked.
Yes. So, well, what's on the... Is there anything on the third floor?
Yes.
Is that where Dr. Vasco's, like, situation is?
Yes. So the third floor has the recuperation wing, which is locked, and we need a key from Dr. Hypatia to get it. There is also, so there's like an office where in high chaos, like, a maid has hung herself.
Oh my god.
This does not happen in low chaos at all. And because the first time I played it, I played low chaos and I was, like, completely fucked up when I saw it in high chaos.
Is that the one where there's, like, that note where it's like a maid has a note, like, about being dismissed?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you had the notes there in low chaos, but, like, there's no body.
Yeah, so in High Chaos, like, there's a note about, like, it's called, like, the Matron's Dismissal, and this maid is wondering what she did wrong, because, like, Hypatia seemed to really like her, and, like, thought very highly of her, and, like, said a lot, and was, like, they were close. So, that's suspicious, and tragic.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, and she's like, maybe I left some medicine out and let it go bad on accident, and, like, maybe that's what I did, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's, like, really sad. She's like, I mean, she's like, yeah, I left that medicine out, like, a month ago, but Hypatia didn't seem to care at all.
Yeah.
She's like, now I'm really sad about it. I'm like, yeah, I'm so sorry, lady. And also, the room she is in is, like, completely infested with blood flies.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, like, yeah, four or five nests.
I don't think there's blood flies in there in low chaos.
Yeah. There's also, if you, like, go up the stairs and go to the left, you can get onto the roof.
Oh, yes.
Which has a rooftop garden and, like, sun chairs and, like, several guards, but nothing super important.
Yeah, there's, like, a telescope that, like, a bunch of the guards were, like, hanging around, like, looking out of and basically talking about how bored they were. They're like, this job sucks, nothing ever happens, there's no one here, like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but they're, like, looking at, like, the Grand Duke's palace, and, like, they're, like, basically saying, like, we were born to be bored. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, a lot.
Yeah, but other than that, like, there's nothing in here that we can go to, because we can't go to the recuperation wing yet. So we're gonna go to the fourth floor.
Yay, and that's where Hypatia's office is, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
There's also two guards talking, and one of them is, like, Alexandra never leaves the grounds, okay? And his subordinate is like, okay, but like, sir, she went missing last night and I don't know how she got out. And the captain is like, more pointedly, like, she never leaves the grounds.
Like, if
Unless on
anybody asks,
official
she never
business
leaves.
for the Duke.
And eventually his subordinate's like, okay, I get it.
It was really, really funny. I can imagine being this subordinate.
Being like, I don't understand.
Yeah. So yeah, you can kill them, and just walk into Hypatia's office. There's like a note on the door that says, like, Hypatia is gonna be in the locked recuperation room today, like she's not gonna be disturbed. You can get her key from the office if it's an emergency, but don't have a fucking emergency. And then there's like a PS that's basically like, hey, the janitor's gonna remain in disease treatment until I interrogate him. Don't let him talk to
And it's like, I already did
I
that.
sure did do that.
But yeah, and then Hypatia's office is just like an office, basically.
Yeah, she has like a lot of like shadow boxes of like insects and flowers and like butterflies, but like that
You know,
sounds,
science stuff.
yeah, like it sounds really creepy when I say it, but like it's actually not. It does look like a really nice office. Like the light is soft, there's no black frames on the pictures, all the pictures are white frames.
Her degree's on the wall.
Yes, and her degree. I wrote this down because it was so funny. Whereas her degree says, like, by decree of the Academy of the Natural Philosophy, ratified by the Convocation of Etiology, like, validated by the Chamber of Smoke and Iron.
I
What the fuck is all that?
don't know. Whoever wrote it had a lot of fun.
I
I
hope
can't
they
read my
did.
diploma because it's in Latin, so.
I'm not sure where my diploma even is.
I got mine framed and then I left it at home, so I don't even have it.
I'm confident it's not in New York. I feel very confident that it's somewhere in Texas. My guess, actually, I'm not going to say where I think it is because I think I put a lot of important things in that drawer and I don't want anyone to come rob me.
Don't dox yourself, Claire.
Anyways, I would have a guess as to where it is, but it's not hanging up or anything. Then again, I have a degree in like literature, not like alchemy and science. Maybe if I did, I'd frame it.
Yeah, if you had a degree in natural philosophy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's like a letter on her desk from a journalist that's basically like, hey, like, I wanted to talk to you in person, but the Duke doesn't let anyone in to see you. And it's just like asking how the like research into like fixing blood fly infection is going.
Yeah, stuff like that. But yeah, it's very suspicious that the Duke is not letting anyone visit the fucking like hospital, basically.
It's probably fine.
Yeah. Especially 'cause like you can find notes like in Hypatia's apartment that basically say like in the last mission that say like yeah, like the wait list except for emergencies is basically like 2 months long to go see Hypatia. It's
Yeah,
like,
and now no one gets to
wow.
see her.
Now no one gets to see her. The only good person in the entire like the entirety of the Isles. Yeah.
And then she has like a little notebook there where it's like I guess it's like her diary, basically. And basically, she's just like sad that she can't help her patients anymore, and she's like kind of confused about like stuff. And she also says some things where she like doesn't really trust the janitor, and also she thinks that Vasco is avoiding her, and she doesn't know why.
Okay, there's also an audiograph, which I did write down the
Yes.
audiograph. I missed the journal. But
Oh,
I've
okay.
seen that one before. The audiograph basically says, like, the blackouts are worse and my dreams have taken a turn towards the disturbing. Even rest deludes me. Duke Abel seemed overprotective at first, but increasingly I'm a prisoner in my own lab. The soldiers stationed here leave me alone, but even then I feel like I'm being watched. What really saddens me is the loss of my work. I've always thrived on my connection to the people who need me the most, the workers and their families. Every time I hear that there's been some outbreak of a new fever or a new condition among the miners, it pains me that I am not with them, working to ease their suffering.
She's so
So
nice.
she's like genuinely like genuinely the only thing you can get from this story is that like there's something spooky going on at Attermeier. But Hypatia seems like the only lady who actually cares about like the lower class at all.
I know. It's literally like the only person you've ever met. So that's fine.
And this floor also has like private rooms out on the roof, including one that has the Outsider Shrine.
Yay.
Yay.
And also there's like I liked the journal that was in there because it was like someone basically saying that they were given these runes by their academic rival, and then, like, all the stories like this go, it's like it drove him, like, insane, and, you know, probably is why he ended up here. And by the end, he's like, oh, my, like, this rival of mine became headmaster, like, I have to write to congratulate him.
That's kind of cute.
Is it?
I guess not, but, like, I don't know, it's just like, oh, I'll write to congratulate him. It's, like, so, like, cheery at the end.
Yeah, it's good. And once again, it's, like, it's cool that, like, Bone Charms, like, fuck up everybody who isn't you.
Yeah. What the fuck, Outsider?
I don't know. He has a problem. Anyway, what's the shrine say?
It says, and there are no variations on this one, there's just the one. It says, I so enjoy watching history warp as words pass from the lips of one to the ears of another. Imperfectly formed, half understood, poorly remembered. In the years to come, the story of the Crown Killer will be twisted and bent, hammered like soft metal. By some accounts, a monster that had to be put down. By others, a victim of treachery, preserved because in the end you found another way. But you'll always remember the truth, won't you? Your truth, at least. Which, like, thanks, means nothing.
It means nothing. I like this one because it has, like, fun metaphors about history, but also it's just like, what are you talking about?
Basically, all he's telling, like, us is that, like, history's kind of fucked up, isn't it? And you're like, clearly, and you can just go.
Like, yeah, I'm aware. Okay, bye.
Like, that's literally it.
Oh, love it.
There's also, this is important because I'm going to brag.
Okay.
So, there is a trophy you can get in this game called Fearless Fall that you get the trophy by dropping from the highest point of Attermire and drop assassinating someone, like, at the lowest point.
Oh, that's impressive.
Thank you, because I've done it twice now because I have the trophy on my PlayStation and I'm playing this on my roommate's PlayStation, so I have the trophy for Linda's PlayStation as well.
I'm glad you got the trophy for Linda.
I thought it just had to happen.
Mm-hmm. I've never bothered to do that because it sounds like effort and I'm very bad at drop assassinations.
I don't understand this. Maybe I just...
I've gotten better at them, but I don't know. It's just not in my soul.
You know, it's fair enough.
Also, I've recently discovered, because I, like, have started trying to do them more and, like, doing the non-lethal version, it's, like, when you do a non-lethal drop assassination, you just, like, slam their head into the ground.
I know.
It's, like, I think this would kill someone.
Yeah.
if you did that to them from a height.
Yeah, you just smash into them. Like, first of all, if you drop down to anyone from, like, four stories up, you probably hurt them pretty fucking badly.
Like, you would probably hurt yourself pretty badly also, but whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing about drop assassinations is, as the game mechanic, you don't take any injury no matter how far you fall if you do a drop assassination and successfully, which is bad shit.
It's like, yeah, it's like physics just stops working when you do a murder.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's just how it is sometimes.
Yes.
And then I don't think there's anything else interesting in these rooms, right?
Not in these rooms, but this area has the elevator.
Oh, yes. Are we going to go to the basement?
Yes, we're going to go from the top floor down to the basement. So you can open up a secret room if you're on the top floor and you bring the elevator all the way up to the very top. You can shoot with your gun the, like, weights and have it go crashing down.
Yeah, you don't even have to bring it up to the top. You can do it from whenever, wherever it is.
Oh, I've always just done it from up here because there's a rune up here, but you just have to shoot the weights and it'll go crash down through the first floor so that you can get into, like, the basement, which is half flooded, but is the lost and found.
Yeah, I'd actually never been there before this because there's a rune down there and you can tell, and I've always tried to figure out how to get it and never been able to do it. Yeah. But then my friend just told me, so now I know how to do it.
Basically, like, it's, I haven't said this yet, but, like, this is such an incredibly spooky level if you don't know what you're doing. Like,
yeah, it's like, it's terrifying. Meant to be, it, like, it has a lot of the hallmarks of kind of, like, maybe not great things where it's like, oh, like, mental hospitals are really scary.
Yeah, no, like, bad trope, but...
But it's, like, spooky as hell, though.
Yeah, like, bad trope, but, like, very effective environment, because there's, like, a lot of floodlights, like, you could only really see blood flies, like, The electricity's not really working in most of the areas. Like, you can
There's
see
no people around except for
no
guards who will try
people
to kill
around.
you.
So it's like really terrifying. And if you go down to the basement, it's just like a lot of like lost equipment half flooded with one floodlight. It's terrifying.
Yeah, I did not super enjoy being down here. Also, because I had trouble figuring out how to get out. Because, like, you have to, like, climb back up onto the elevator and, like, open a button that lets you go out back onto the first floor. But I kept, like, falling again, and I was like, I really hate this. I feel like I'm stuck.
You could also blink out.
I tried to do that, but I kept doing it wrong and just falling. Anyway,
Anyways,
there.
you can find down here a Sokolov painting, which is a self-portrait called Sokolov in Subtractive Light. So
And he looks
pretentious.
grody as hell
He
in
does. And
it.
you can also find two runes and a note about Vera Moray's belongings.
Yes,
Wow, where
which
have we
she
heard
was here
that
one
name
time.
before?
Turns out they sent her here once, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, basically it says like Vera Moray is like a VIP guest, and the doctors think she's contracted like some nameless disease on the Pandycine adventure. And then there's kind of like a funny note, like I'm assuming a nurse is writing this. It's basically like it basically amounts to like fucking rich people.
Yeah, she's like, God, like, this is so annoying. Like, let's just send her back to her husband already. And then her diary is there along with her belongings are her diary, a gold ingot, and these runes.
It's really funny. But basically her diary is like, oh, the doctors say that the mark on my hand is like a tattoo or a birthmark, but they're fucking stupid.
Can you imagine saying the Mark of the Outsider was a birthmark?
I know, if any overseer saw you, you'd immediately be dead. And this doctor is just like, Vera, honey, that's a birthmark.
I guess it's like she's rich, so it's not they're not gonna be like, hey, let's call the overseers, but it's also so funny.
Yeah. Basically, she's pretty much like, fuck them, they're stupid. Like, what would my stupid, annoying, like, husband think of me now? And then the second entry is like, okay, well, I miss my rune, so I'm gonna act good so I can leave. So I'm gonna
Yeah, she's
stop
like,
biting the attendants.
yeah, I'll stop biting the attendants, I'll put on dresses and paint my nails, whatever.
But yeah, she's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, I gotta stop biting the attendants. I'm like, you know what, Granny Rags, I fucking love you.
Honestly, Vera Moray is really valid, except for those time that time she tries to kill and eat Slackjaw. That's not valid, but
It's not even like incredibly unvalid because Slackjaw's kind of a dick. So it's like,
he
personally,
is.
I think that's a little aggressive.
In the soup with his clothes on, not to reopen that discourse.
Maybe she never was gonna eat him. Maybe she just needed his body for some arcane ritual.
That's worse.
But more likely, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope she's not
Anyway.
eating people.
Anyway, pour one out for Vera Moray. She dead.
R.I.P. So yeah, that's pretty much everything that you can get through on like any of the levels that's not like the end of the mission.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I think that, yeah, that's it.
you can get Hypatia's key from her office and go to the recuperation ward where she is. And you
But
open the
first, blood flies.
you open the door and there's just like fucking hundreds of blood flies.
So bad in here. I really don't like it.
And again, very terrifying because like there's no lights, there's lots of like freaky white floodlights, lots of dead bodies. Like, this is a fucking hospital. Why don't you take care of your shit?
Yeah, it's like, hey, so there's like Hypatia like casually wrote a note about how she was gonna be over here. Like, what the fuck?
Like, how did she get in here?
Good question.
Yeah. So you can like there's like a very conveniently there's like a bunch of flammable alcohol around that you can throw at the blood fly nests to get through this area.
Yeah, and like there's like some incendiary bolts on the floor. It's like, thanks.
Yeah. And so you can go through this area and make your way to like they call it like the recuperation like room and like the recuperation auditorium. So it's like a two-level area and like there's a balcony all around it, presumably so that you can watch scientists and doctors perform medical procedures.
I guess. Like, I mean, that seems like a thing that's like faked, like appropriate to the fake version of the time period that this is.
Yeah, I
But
mean, I
also, it's
agree.
weird.
It's just weird. And also this room is grody as hell.
It, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it is not clean. No, no.
It's not clean.
We're not Hypatia's... washing our hands before we do medical procedures in this world, huh?
Hypatia's standing there like, I think she's dissecting a blood fly. Is that what she's doing?
I wrote down frog, but I don't think I actually looked.
She's dissecting something, in, like, the grodiest way possible.
Yeah, like, lots of blood splurting. So, yeah, you can go talk to her, and basically she's like, what's up? And she's like, are you my patient? And I'm like, no.
No.
She's like, you're right, I should know that. I'm like, you should, but I think you're having a rough time.
Yeah, and she, like, to me, I don't know if she does this to Corvo, but she, like, reaches out her hands and is like, do you cover your face because you were hurt?
Right, she does that to Corvo, too. Yeah.
And basically, you're just like, hey, I'm looking for Anton Sokolov.
Yeah, and Hypatia's basically like, oh, yeah, he was here for, like, a bit, but she took him to Kieran Jindosh. And first of all, you're like, who the fuck is that? Second of all, who took him?
Yeah, and then Hypatia, like, looks to the side and is like, wait, did you hear something?
Yeah. Then she goes back to dissecting her blood fly, and this is the fucking funniest thing in the entire game. She's dissecting it, and she'll just hand you, like, a bit of the dissection. It looks like,
yeah.
She'll, like, hand you, like, a spleen or whatever.
Yeah, and you just, like, take it and, like, drop it, like, okay.
It's so fucking
It's really funny.
He just, like, looks at this, like, whatever, this is, like, a spleen and, like, just drops it back on the table.
Like, okay, this might as well happen.
Yeah. And basically, like, it's a very, like, absent-minded conversation. Hypatia keeps saying, like, oh, I used to do such good work, but, like, my memory is failing me. Like, then do you hear that? I'm just like, I sure don't. I don't like where this is going.
I really don't, Hypatia, but okay. Yeah, and it's like, you can keep trying to, like, after the, like, cutscene ends, you can keep trying to talk to her, but she doesn't really say anything, like, useful. And also, if you just hang around, she'll, like, talk to herself and, like, kind of bounce between... like, saying things like, oh, I'm forgetting things, like, I miss my patients, or just, like, saying, like, I don't know, very disturbing things.
Yeah, like, this is, like, a large area, so you can, like, just go around and, like, see things, and, but, like, yeah, like, the whole time, Hypatia is just, like, devolving into, like, freakier and freakier sentences, like... don't like this.
Don't like this. You can go, it's like her office area is off to the side.
Yes.
Which, first of all, there's a bunch of body parts in here stuck to the wall with knives.
There's just like shadow boxes of like severed feet and several sets of severed hands and then like fingers, like severed fingers and ears. I'm like,
it's probably for science.
I sure fucking hope it is.
There's a painting of her on the wall that's in Delilah style.
Yes. It's named I Regard Her Within and Without.
Delilah's painting names are so much better than Sokolov's.
Honestly, it's so true. Like, Delilah's paintings are so bright. And, like, this one's, like, very blue. And it's just, like, Hypatia, like, looking out, like, out at the world. But one of her eyes is just going black.
Ooh, that's cool.
Isn't it cool?
It's good.
Yeah. You can also get, there's also an audiograph from Duke Luca Abel, which I will now read to you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think about what Duke Luca Abel sounds like. He just sounds like a dick, so.
He sounds like an asshole, yeah.
He sounds like a rich asshole. So he says, like, you did well finding Anton Sokolov, my friend. The old man is with Kieran Jindosh, who is prying him apart, digging out all his secrets. Adding Sokolov's knowledge to his own, who knows what wonders of natural philosophy Jindosh will reveal in future days. But it's time for you to come out once again. Time to play. We have need for your special talents. The good doctor is due for a trip to Dunwall because Ichabod Boyle is next on the list. Make haste and make this one messy. Give the newspaper something to write about and give the people of the Empire fodder for their nightmares. Which, I don't know if y'all remember, but Ichabod Boyle is that bitch we saw on the first mission who had been, like, skewered.
Yeah, he's like he's like the crown killer victim that you get to see.
Yeah, in the bank.
So this is all fine. There's also like there's a note in here from Luca that's a little more veiled, but basically is like basically saying, "Hey, go kidnap Sokolov, but don't hurt him. But if you do want to hurt somebody, you can kill the dock captain, because his second in command did me a favor once."
That was like so evil, but like really funny.
I know. Also, what he actually says is, "If you're hungry," which is terrible.
Yeah. So yeah, you can continue walking around. Hypatia gets more and more, like, disjointed and, like, torturous. I didn't write down any of what she said because I wasn't paying a ton of attention.
It was all bad.
But yeah, it was all, like, very freaky and serial killer-esque.
Yeah, and it's, like, she does, like, a different voice when she's doing that. It's, like, she clearly is, like, flipping between two personalities, basically.
Mm-hmm. Which, okay.
Anyway, it's fine.
Yeah. And if you find the back room, you can find, oh, wow, a man named Vasco who's, like, been fucking tortured.
He's fucked up as hell. But you can talk to him.
Corvo's just like, hey, what's wrong with you? As if, like, this man has been completely fucking tortured. Like, he has cuts all
Emily
over his body.
Yeah, Emily says the same thing. Like, Emily says, like, what happened to you? It's like, what do you think happened?
Dumbasses.
Oh my god. And basically, he'll just explain the situation to you in very plain terms.
I appreciate that, you know?
Yeah, he's like, listen, Dr. Hypatia did this to me. She's the crown killer, but she's not herself. And she developed a serum that she was trying to use to help the miners, but the first version, it caused horrible changes to her mind. It's too late for me, but maybe you can still save her. She's a good person. Which she is, it's true.
Yeah.
And basically, he just, like, explains to you how to, like, make this, counter serum, because that's how science works.
Yeah. So yeah, he'll tell you, like, how, like, the recipe is in the safe to make the counter serum. Basically, I hate, like, all of this.
It's, like, it's, you know.
I don't love it. And I especially hate it whenever I'm replaying it, because the whole thing is clearly set up to be like, aha, gotcha, you thought Hypatia was good. And it's like, yeah, I fucking
it's like,
did.
She is
She's
good.
She just has
a magic evil, separate personality. Because
yeah,
you said
like,
so.
I know, it's like really infuriating. It's like, you did not have to do this.
Like, yeah, well, it's, I don't know, it's like, I find the way this mission is structured is like, it's, like, trying to be this mystery, but it only gives you clues that points toward either it's the janitor or it's Dr. Vasco as, like, being the crown killer.
Yeah, and there's only, like, one or two notes you can find about it. Like, it's a very easily missable mystery. Like, you can talk to Hamilton, you can go to his room and find a note, and that's literally it.
Yeah, it's, like, very much like a non-mystery game, like, doing a mystery, I guess.
Yeah. It's, like, I'm marginally more pleased, I guess, because, like, in the last mission, Megan and Corvo assume that, like, one of the patients there is the crown killer. So I guess I'm slightly more pleased that it's not some poor patient, but, like, I'm not pleased.
It's like, I don't know. Basically, no matter what, it's, like, saying, like, weird things about mental health. It's like, this was not thought out very well, but whatever.
I mean, the day Dishonored thinks something out well is the day I fucking die, so. So, yeah, it's just, we'll just say that this fucked up, we don't like it, and that's the end of it. So you can end your conversation with Dr. Voskow, because Hypatia throws a fucking bookcase at you.
I do kind of love this, just because it's, like, very terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Because, like, it sends you into cutscene mode, so you, like, can't do anything, and you, like, get pinned to the ground. And then,
like,
she, like,
she'll, like, hop through the window. She launches a bookcase through the window and hops through, and she's, like, very wild hair now. And I wrote down that she walks like a murderer, but...
I don't know what that means, but yeah, she does walk differently.
Well, it's, like, she, like, kind of hunches over, like, she's, like, on the prowl, as opposed to, like, someone just walking.
Yeah.
All right. She walks like someone hunting something down. Which is true, because she's hunting us and Vasco.
Yeah, she, like, drags him through the window so you actually can't see what's happening, which I appreciate.
Yeah. She says, like, my dear assistant. That's what her voice sounds like. It's all very I've always wondered what your flesh tastes like.
Yeah, that is what she sounds like. And, yeah, so that happens, and then you get out of cutscene mode, you can, like, sit up, but you can, like, hear her in the other room, like, saying weird shit.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to see, because before all this, like, basically it's, like, she gets triggered to do this once you talk to Vasco.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, I wonder what happens if you just try to knock her out or attack her before when she's just Hypatia.
She turns into
Yeah, she turns into, like, Grim Alex and, like, attacks you, and I'm like, I didn't appreciate this at all. I really hate it. It was scary. I thought it might work. It did not work. Also, there's an audiograph in here that I don't want to read.
Is there?
Yeah, there's an audiograph in here from Grim Alex where she's talking about, the crown killer who calls herself Grim Alex.
Right.
Who she's talking about Hypatia and, like, saying, like, oh, I can, like, see through her eyes when I'm, like, not whatever present. And, like, she's so nice and she really likes Vasco. And then she says some fucked up shit about Vasco that I'm unwilling to repeat. But it's fine. Basically, like, Hypatia and Vasco, like, had a, like, budding romance, probably. So that didn't end well.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's really not great.
It's really not. I'm now looking up this audiograph, but basically, yeah. It's like, Grim Alex refers to, like, Hypatia as her sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think this says, like, yeah, her trusted assistant has been missing for months now. And, like, Grim Alex, like, taunts Hypatia about this. But also, he was in, like, the room over.
I know, it's like, you'd think she'd be able to notice this, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Hypatia, like, wasn't aware that this was happening to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is not aware that Grim Alex is the crown killer and that she's murdering people.
So, yeah, basically, now you can either kill Hypatia, or you can do the magic serum that magically fixes her immediately.
Yes, very convenient that. I didn't kill her this time just because I know what happens if you kill her. And I was like, I'll just...
She dies, that's
she
it.
She dies.
It's, like, yeah. Not that exciting.
She dies. But basically, you could go back to near where Joe Hamilton was and do some fucking science.
Yeah, it's, like, that's where Dr. Fosco's office is that you, like, couldn't really get into before.
Mm-hmm.
And so in his safe are, like, his notes that basically explains in more detail what happened, which is, like, both he and Hypatia tested the serum that, like, gave them, like, they had a horrible night of being evil, because that's how anything works. And then they were like, we're never gonna do it again. But I guess they did do it again. Or I guess, I think it's, like, Hypatia's, like, her, like, weird alternate personality, like, made her take more of it.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically like, oh, she doesn't even know about it, but it takes over and forces her to use more of the original serum.
Yeah.
At the end of this audiograph, there's, like, an audiograph. At the end of it, you can hear, like, Grim Alex fucking taking Vasco away. Which is
terrible.
It's terrible, but also it's like, this is the second time we've heard this, because it happens again with the Sokolov audiograph, and I'm like, you know, it has lost its impact.
So just, yeah, what really gets me is that, like, in the Sokolov audiograph, it's like, you can hear, like, when you hear her, like, take him away, it's like, you can hear her voice, and it's clearly a woman's voice, and it's like, both the, like, suspects that the game tries to give you are men, so it's like, if you remember this at all, you're gonna be like, no.
That's a great point. I wasn't thinking about that, but you're right.
But yeah, and there's also a note here, like, there's a note that basically has, like, the ingredients you need for the serum, and it, like, goes through the list and is, like, done, 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 and, like, one of the things he needs is, like, rotten blood from a blood fly victim, and so it's like, oh, that's why he was stealing someone's blood.
Yeah.
That Hamilton saw and was like, yikes.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, and there's, like, a note that's like, hey, make sure the janitor doesn't see you again this time. Which, yeah. Yeah.
Good idea. But yeah. So yeah, basically, you can go, like, take the syringe and get some infected blood, and it's like not real science. You just put it in a beaker and heat it up, and then you can put it in the syringe and just go.
Yeah, the first time I played this mission, my game glitched the fuck out and wouldn't let me take the blood from this, like, dude. And it was the worst, because I had to, like, replay the whole mission to do it, because I didn't want to kill Hypatia.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to kill her either. I like her.
She's nice.
Like, she is nice. Yeah. So yeah, you can go back to, like, the recuperation auditorium, and she's just kind of, like, stalking around, doing weird serial killer tropes, basically. I, like, don't know how else to describe it. It's like, you know, like, if you were just watching a video about a serial killer, then those are all the things she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I'm glad they found the exact, like, magic science thing that turns you into a serial killer.
Yeah! Great!
Weird.
Yeah, basically, you can stab her with a syringe, and she's back to normal, and her hair goes back to normal. I noted that this time, because I was like, oh, wow, like, because it's a serial killer, you're, like, you can't have, like, a normal hairdo. You have to have, like, hair that sticks out everywhere to imply that you're wild and unhinged, because those are all great things that we want.
Yeah, that's just what happens when you kill someone.
Yeah. But it all goes back to normal when she's no longer a serial killer.
Yeah, now she's fine. She's like very confused.
Yeah, she's like really confused, and she's like, I don't think I'm well. Like, maybe I contracted something. And Corporal's like, no, someone was poisoning you. He does not break it gently.
I know, it's like basically you're just like, yeah, you this weird thing happened to you where you like, you know, like you got magically poisoned to be evil. Okay, anyway, if you want to come hang out with us, you can come to the boat. Bye.
Yeah, that's literally it. He basically was like, okay, I'm staying with an ally in the Dreadful Whale. Gotta go!
I'm honestly surprised that this isn't like one of the ones where like it immediately makes her pass out and you have to carry her back. Which I guess I appreciate that you don't have to do it, but
Oh yeah,
also
that
it
would
like
fucking
might just make
suck.
more sense.
Yeah. But yeah. That's essentially the end of the mission. Like, you have to go take out, like, the power from a watchtower so Megan can come pick you up. But
Yeah, I like she tells you this about the beginning of the like the mission right before this. She's like, "Oh, I can't get close because of this watchtower, but once you get there, you can turn it off. But I've always forgotten by the time I get here because it takes you hours to get here."
yeah, it's like, this is like a very large, sprawling area, even if there's not that much in it. So it does take a fucking while. But yeah, I always forget by the time I'm down here. So you can just fucking unplug. You're right, this does seem like the sort of mission where they would like make you carry her back to the whale.
Yeah, like no spoilers, but hey, next mission you're gonna have to carry someone back somewhere, so.
God. Yeah. You're so right. I did forget about that.
I'm mostly just thinking about the time I was visiting my friend Ruby and we were playing that mission Game Ogre style, so both of us holding one side of the controller and had to carry that body back. And it was hard, and at one point I threw it on accident because I was controlling that side of the controller, and it was very bad.
That's so funny.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. So yeah, basically you can just get into the boat. Megan's like, are you ready to go? I don't like this place. It creeps me out. You can be like, well, peace out then.
Peace out. You basically kind of, you're like, oh yeah, the Crown Killer was Hypatia. And Megan's like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, you can basically be like, yeah, the Duke was using her. And actually, I forgot about this. So like in the beginning of like the first time you go into the void when you're going through like blinking from
Oh,
place to
yeah.
place,
The
and
wax
just
figures.
yes, you're blinking through like the wax figures. One of the wax figures is a scene with, I want to say, the Duke, like a man with a very thin mustache, and someone who's definitely a witch, and Grim Alex, and
Yeah, with.
they're all surrounding Delilah on the throne.
Yeah, so it's like her gang. And so it's like if I feel it, I kind of like this because it's like one of those things you're never gonna notice the first time you're playing, but every time I replay it, I'm like, oh, hey, like Hypatia's right here. Like she's just wearing a hood, but you can see her face.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like really neat because like the game is like, it's obviously like, fuck you, Delilah, gotta take you down. But like the way they set it up in the beginning to like you have to take down like her four supporting pillars is really interesting.
Yeah, because spoiler alert, but the guy with the mustache is Kieran Chinchosh, who we're gonna go see in a hot second.
Yeah. That's gonna be,
Which,
God, that's gonna be a long ass
it's
episode.
such a long mission. I'm very excited, but it's so fucking long.
Yeah.
That mission's so good, though.
It's like, yeah, it's really interesting. I don't even know how we're gonna begin to explain it. So.
Which, fuck. Okay, whatever. We can worry about that later.
Yeah.
We have to take a week off anyway.
Yes, we do. Because I will be seeing you in person.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the mission, right?
I'm pretty sure that's the end. We got on the boat, like.
Yeah, you got on the boat. We did it. Hypatia's cool. Yeah, if you don't kill her, she'll be on your boat from now on.
Yeah, she'll be in the spare room. So that's pretty cool, actually. I like that that changes.
Yeah. Because obviously, if you kill her, she's in there.
Yeah, she's fucking dead. Yeah, that's the end. All right, we did it. That was mission three. The good doctor. The only good person at Dunwall. She's not
The
even
only
in
good
Dunwall. The only
person.
good person at the Empire's. And
Well, she was briefly in Dunwall to do a murder, but you know, it wasn't her fault.
that guy sucked. He was rich.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I really can't care like too much about all the murders when like every single person she's murdered has probably been rich. Except for they do mention that she killed the editor of the Karnaca Gazette before that guy took over. So that person probably wasn't rich.
Yeah, but like,
Everyone
yeah, that
else has
person was
been
probably just
rich.
killed so that the Duke could control the press, huh?
Yeah. R.I.P.
Oops.
All right, that is the end. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Where can people find you on the internet,
Oh, just
Claire?
kidding! You can find me on Twitter at Surrealist Trees, and you can find our intro and outro music at Goosebeak Wit. No. You can find... Our intro and outro music is Goosebeak Wit on my Alps. Mm-hmm. I'll put a note to that in the show notes. I'll have a link.
Uh-huh.
What about you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby. You can find the show at Drunken Whalers. Goodbye for real.
Goodbye for real. Okay, great.
Yay.